From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report from Monday, December 1st, 2014. Here are some of the stories that made the news Friday, November 28th through Monday, December 1st. Larry Rulison reported in the Times Union, American Biomedica, a Kinderhook company that makes drug testing kits, is closing two manufacturing lines in New Jersey and moving production to its headquarters in Columbia County. The move of manufacturing operations back to New York is expected to save the company $80,000 a year and is part of an ongoing cost-cutting program to offset a decline in sales. American Biomedica employs approximately 88 people, including about a dozen who worked in New Jersey. It is unclear how many New Jersey workers would lose their jobs or if they would be offered positions in New York. Siobhan Barton reported in the Register Star, the Greenport Planning Board last week moved forward with the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green County's Greenport Gardens development, bringing it one step closer to approval. The housing project would provide housing to mental health consumers in addition to affordable housing for county residents. Pending the board's final approval, the developer hopes to begin construction in May on the 66-unit project. The structure is expected to be finished in 10 to 12 months after building begins. The planning board will continue the plan review later this month. In a largely symbolic gesture, the Greenport Town Board in September voted its opposition to Greenport Gardens, indicating it was uncomfortable with the location on Greenacres Road near Joslyn Boulevard. Max Oppen is reporting in the Daily Mail the State Department of Environmental Conservation has installed approximately 200 feet of split rail fencing at the top of Catterskill Falls. Roughly 150 feet of fencing was erected at the base of the second tier of the falls as well. DEC Commissioner Joseph Martins ordered the fencing following the deaths of two visitors to the falls over the summer. In addition to the fencing, warning signs were also installed. The Associated Press reported former Governor Mario Cuomo has been hospitalized. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo's office said Saturday, November 29th, the elder Cuomo is being treated for a heart condition. A gubernatorial spokeswoman said the 82-year-old former three-term governor is in good spirits and is thankful for the best wishes and support he has received. The spokeswoman said more updates will be provided as appropriate. Looking at the local weather forecast, today will be mostly cloudy with a high near 51. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 27. Tuesday, increasing clouds with a high near 34. Tuesday night, snow likely before midnight, then snow, freezing rain, and sleet likely between midnight and 3 a.m., then freezing rain and sleet likely after 3 a.m., cloudy with a low around 29. Wednesday, a chance of rain before noon, then a chance of showers after noon, cloudy with a high near 47. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 34. And Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 42. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 28. Sunrise today was at 7:05 a.m. and sunset today at 4:24 p.m. with the length of the day being 9 hours and 18 minutes. For the public meetings, today is the first Monday of the month and WGXC is just calling ahead to confirm the time and location. The Ingram Conservation Advisory Council is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 1416 County Route 7 in Ingram, 329-6512. The Athens Town Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at 2 First Street in Athens, 734-3636. The Caro Town Board meeting is at 6 p.m. at Caro Town Hall, 512 Main Street in Caro, 622-3120. The Catskill Recreation Committee meeting is at 7 p.m. at Catskill Town Hall, 439 Main Street in Catskill, 934-2141. The Clavrick Planning Board meeting is at 7:30 p.m. at Town Hall, Church Street in Mellonville, 672-7911. The Claremont Town Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 1795 Route 9 in Claremont, 537-6868. And the Taconic Zoning Commission meeting is at 6:30 p.m. at Town Hall, Route 82 in Taconic, 851-7638. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, December 1st, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.